Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
The biggest derby in South Africa, and arguably in Africa, yeah. Really played this past week in the Carling Black Label Cup, pitted Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. And Chiefs and Coach Morena finally got it good. Yeah, it's been a cup competition that's really favored Orlando Pirates.
Yes.
But Coach Morena managed to add his sparkle and his shine, and he did everything he said he would do. He said 3 goals, though. I think that was his prediction, right?
Yes.
When we spoke to him last week, he kind of predicted a 3-goal thriller, but it wasn't meant to be. Penalties were ultimately where it was decided, and the game goes to Chiefs.
Yeah, and more than anything, you know, I think it would have been nice to see a lot of goals being scored, but nevertheless, kudos need to definitely be given to the goalkeepers, especially from Kaizer Chiefs, with Brandon coming in for Itumeleng Nkune to try and make sure that they do keep the clean sheet. Richard Ofori as well with the penalty save. But now we need to get Nkululeko to weigh in on the line. We are joined by Nkululeko Dladla to get his summation of what transpired last night or in the evening. Nkululeko, very good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Sanbona.
It's always a great opportunity to get to see what teams, you know, the business that teams have done prior to the season officially kicking off. This is a precursor. It gives us an indication with the two big teams in South African football in terms of where they're looking at. But let's talk about the star performers for you. When you looked at that particular game, there was a lot of excitement around Kaizer Chiefs, their camp with the youngsters coming in, Lesako starting. They also had Sabelo Khatebe, which I think he had a fantastic game. But the youngsters as well that dominated last season, the likes of Happy Mashiane as well as Njabulo Blom. But let's just talk about the star performers from you.
I think the whole team at Kaizer Chiefs, the attitude from the first minute, you could see the attitude from the players, even the senior players. For the first time in 3 years, I saw a different Itumeleng Nkune. He was so motivated. You could see that they wanted to fight. You understand? So the whole team, the whole Kaizer Chiefs team, mindset wise, they were very focused on the game. You could see that they haven't rested for the past 6 months. This was their 50th game of the year since October. So you could see that they are motivated. You spoke about Sabelo Khatebe. You spoke about Lesako. You spoke about Plum. You spoke about Mashiane. The young boys were brave yesterday. They challenged the well-tried Orlando Pirates. They were not scared of them. They showed that their intentions were to show Stuart Parks that they are there. They want to fight for their starting lineup. Even Kamapili as well was very crucial yesterday. So it was very a good game, a good performance for Kaizer Chiefs, especially for those youngsters.
Then you look at Orlando Pirates. You were talking about this is a tried and tested Orlando Pirates, really. There were no shocking players that were in that starting 11. We understood how they would play, how they've really played throughout the season. What did you make of their performance? Do you think this is a Pirates team that will struggle again this season? We speak about that out-and-out number 9. We were hoping that Monnapule Saleng would be that player. He's not, being loaned out to Swallows FC. But this is an Orlando Pirates team where their dominance comes from the midfield, and we know this for them. Do you foresee maybe concerns in the future in terms of the striking department?
For me, I think Pirates players were still in Tanzania. They were still enjoying their holiday yesterday. I think they will get their groove back. They will do well this season. It's just that yesterday it was their first competitive game of the preseason. So you can't you can't write them off now because of yesterday. You know, there's a lot that's gonna still happen. They still have 2 weeks to prepare for opening game, the NCAA game. So I can tell you now that Orlando Pirates will compete next season. People must just be patient. It was just a friendly game. I mean, it was just a preseason game, even though it's a Soweto derby. But I don't think we can read too much to it. The players are still on the preseason. The players are still on the holiday mood. They were caught by surprise by Kaizer Chiefs yesterday. So it's still early days to judge if they will compete or not.
When you look at that defense with Thulane Hlatshwayo in, and he never, you know, it is no secret he didn't have the greatest of seasons last season with Orlando Pirates. Do you think you know, he has had enough time to adjust to how things work at Orlando Pirates. Do you think we can expect a better performance for him? And who do you see him partnering with going forward? I don't think we'll see Happy Jelly featuring a lot in the next season. But how do you see that defense for Orlando Pirates? They still have the likes of Innocent, Mayela. They also have Unyawuza. How do you think they'll have that defense to make sure that at least they are solid at the back?
I think Orlando Pirates need to refresh their defense. They need to believe in young players like Boganisa, and they need to believe to young players like Sandile Mthethwa. You know, they need to forget about, they need to start rebuilding for the future. They need to, the players like Nyawuza and Jale, they need to play a supporting role in the team. So you can, I feel like if they want to succeed this season, they need to forget about the other players and just start bringing new blood. You could see that Kaizer Chiefs are brave now. They bring young stars. Even all the team, the MTC has helped a lot, because some teams now are brave to bring the young players. So if Pirates can do that, I think they can sort out their defense. They don't have any big problem. You can say, okay, this team is struggling with players. They have a lot of players. Even some of their players are on loan now. So if they can start believing in their young players, I think they can do well.
It was beautiful seeing Abitumelo Radiobane coming in, one of the star performers from the Disky Challenge of Orlando Pirates. I felt a different energy, different aura towards Richard Ofori. What did you get from him? And especially after he saved that Daniel Cardoso penalty, you got the sense that this is a goalkeeper that's hoping that he will be in that number one jersey for Orlando Pirates with most of the games coming in this season. Did you get that sense that he wants to be there? He doesn't want that interchanging between him and Sunderland's?
Yeah, yes, I did, Lerato. Even earlier, I spoke about Itumeleng Nkune, his attitude on that game. Same goes to Ofori. He was very crucial yesterday. For me, if Pirates won, I would have given him the man of the match, because even on penalties, he was very good. Even the last penalty, he thought he saved it because he celebrated, but he only found out that it went back to the net. So I feel like he did well. He did send a strong message that this season he wants to cement that number one position. Hopefully injuries won't be on his side, because, you know, in football, like any other player, it's always tough when you're facing so many injuries.
I need to ask you about Sekgota that came in for Kaizer Chiefs. I need to ask you about Tlanti, what you made of the performance, Cole as well. Do you think these are going to be, you know, regulars within that Kaizer Chiefs camp? Because they were quite busy in the transfer market and a lot of questions in terms of the synergy and everything else. What did you read into their performances and how they could possibly play next season, or this season rather, for Kaizer Chiefs?
It's going to be a very stressful season for Stuart Baxter. You know, those players really show that they are hungry. Even the guys that have been there, Chiefs, Yoyangza. If you look at Sekgota, you look at Cole, you look at Sandy. I think on Sandy and Cole, experience shown yesterday, and you have Sekgota who impressed from the first touch and show that he really wants to fight for the team. But it's going to be very hard for Stuart Baxter. It's going to be very hard, because even Backhouse yesterday was very good. Bloom was very good. So you ask yourself, how is he going to set up the team? The only challenge that will face Chiefs next season is to find someone who's going to be able to be accommodated by the style of football that the likes of Dolly, Kamapilat are playing, you know. Because I felt Nukovic was struggling yesterday to complement with those players, because he want long balls, while the boys yesterday were playing. They're playing carpet football, so it's going to be really hard for players like Castro and Nukovic, who only believe in long balls, you know. So I feel like it's going to be a very tough season for Kaizer Chiefs in terms of selecting players.
And all of that performance without Nkosi Ngiphile Ngqobo, who's been so vital for them. And you just get excited when you think about how he could play next season based off how he played in the previous season. Do you have any idea in terms of, I need to ask you about the defense as well for Kaizer Chiefs, because they went into the market, got Unjabulo Ngqobo, they also got Udube from Richards Bay. You know, how does that affect things defensively for Kaizer Chiefs? They also have Hlanti that they got in. So, you know, do you see Stuart Baxter building a whole new different defense? What happens to that partnership between Matoho and Cardoso?
It's going to be very interesting, you know, because you can't just bring in Njabulo Ngcobo, who had a great season last season, and you expect him to be on the bench. He's going to be fighting for that position, and I feel like it's going to one of the defenders will be sacrificed to play another role in the team, because I don't think Njabulo Ngcobo or Dube will be staying on the bench. They will be playing on that team, and also it's a good thing for Kaizer Chiefs, because the competition there will give them an opportunity to compete as a team and also challenge for the league. So I feel like that defense at Chiefs, like Orlando Pirates, they need to reshuffle and start again, and maybe believe in these new players. You can play Frostla as number two, you play Shanti as number three, you can either use Matoho and Ngcobo or use Dube and Ngcobo. It's going to be a very interesting setup at Kaizer Chiefs, because with good defense, I can see them really challenging for the league, because now Itumeleng Khune will be protected. As I feel for me, Itumeleng Khune will be number one next season, despite the fact that Brandon Peterson had a good game yesterday. But I think Itumeleng Khune yesterday, he really showed that he still got it. As long as his mind is on a right track, he can deliver every day. So it's gonna be very, very interesting at Chiefs. Like any other team, with new players you expect changes, you expect competition, you expect unity, and you expect tough games.
And wrapping up this conversation, you're saying they could possibly challenge for the league. Where do you see them ending up? These are CAF Champions League finalists finishing just in that eighth spot on the log standings. Where do you see Chiefs finishing this season, as well as Orlando Pirates?
I see Chiefs challenging for the league next season. I see Orlando Pirates challenging for the league next season. I see Mamelodi Sundowns and AmaZulu being targeted next season. So it's going to be a very tough season. I predict this next season to be one of those seasons where the league title is decided on the last day. It won't be easy. It won't be easy for any team, even those who are new in the DSCV Premiership. It's going to be tough, because now it's no longer about who has more fans, who has more money. It's about the game now, because when the lockdown has exposed a lot of things that some teams can't play without fans. So it's going to be a very tough season, and I don't see Sundowns getting easy next season. It's going to be tough for them. It's going to be challenged, because you look at AmaZulu, the signings that they're going to be unveiling next on Thursday. They have good squad. They've already signed Plan Zulu. I believe that will be unveiled next on Thursday. They have Buchanan. They have Ronald Puche. You can see that they want to do better than what they did last season. And Chiefs, they went to CAF final and they lost the final. I'm sure they want to go back there as soon as possible. So no, next season will be crucial for them.
Yeah, no, kuzoshuba. Kusazoba mnandi domestic football. We want to see who will get all the glory. Nkululeko Dlala was joining us and he weighed in on this particular chat. Thank you so much, Nkululeko. Wishing you a great day further.
Thank you, Mama. Have a lovely show.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.